KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to mostly sunny and windy today. A high of 76. A red flag warning is in effect for the entire western half of Iowa, beginning at noon and running until 7 p.m. Outdoor burning is strongly discouraged. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, three people have been arrested on separate charges in Creston. According to the Creston Police Department, 30-year-old Jessica Jo England of Creston was arrested early Sunday morning for driving while suspended. She was later released on a $300 bond. Friday night, 65-year-old Dennis J. Wilkinson of Des Moines was arrested in Creston for driving while revoked. He was later released on a $300 bond. That same night, 40-year-old Michelle Marie Snyder of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a felony OWI third offense charge. Snyder was later released on $5,000 bond. An Audubon County Sheriff's Department canine who was injured during an accident with his partner Friday night died over the weekend from his injuries. Audubon County Deputy Sheriff Kent Grease reported on his social media page that canine Harry was euthanized Saturday after his injuries proved to be insurmountable. Grease was the dog's former handler. Harry and Deputy Sean Young of Audubon were traveling in a 2012 Chevy Tahoe that missed a curve near 345th Street and Lark Avenue in Audubon County, a few miles north of Interstate 80. The SUV ended up in a field in the southwest corner of the curve. According to reports, the pair were en route to assist other officers with an accident on I-80 when their accident took place. Young, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported by Xyra ambulance to the Audubon County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries, while Harry was transported to a vet clinic in Atlantic, where he was later put down. Officials say the accident, which remains under investigation, happened at around 11:12 p.m. Friday. No other details were released. An Iowa Catholic parish has packed tens of thousands of meals to send to East African families. The Daily Nonpareil reports volunteers from the Corpus Christi Parish packed an estimated 30,000 meals on Saturday destined for families in Moshi, Tanzania. Deacon Monty Montagny said the meals include rice, beans, dried vegetables, and vitamins. He said each packet will feed a family of six for one day. The parish worked with Nonprofit Outreach Incorporated on the project. According to the parish's website, it serves the communities of Council Bluffs and Carter Lake and includes the Queen of Apostles, Holy Family, and Our Lady of Carter Lake churches. Jennifer Brungard, a member of the parish's Social Concerns Committee, says about $7,500 was raised from the three congregations to fund the project. In Northwest Iowa news, a judge has overturned the conviction of a man found guilty of threatening to blow up the White House. On Friday, Judge Stephen Andreessen granted a motion by the attorney for 37-year-old Jeremy Hebert of Akron, saying the evidence didn't support the jury's verdict that was rendered on February 18th. Andreessen sentenced Herbert to 5 years in prison, however, for three counts of felonious assault. Those sentences are to be served at the same time. He was also given suspended fines of $750 for each count of assault. Authorities say that when Hebert was arrested at his home on November 20th, he threatened to kill each of the three officers present. A judge will review video and a transcript of a homicide suspect's interview with investigators to determine if his statements to police can be used as evidence at his upcoming trial. The Plymouth County Attorney, Darren Raymond, submitted the copies during a 10-minute hearing on Friday. He argued that Jonathan Neuneber's statements are inadmissible as evidence. Neuneber from Akron is charged with first-degree murder in the July beating death of his 80-year-old mother, Esther. Neuneber's attorney, public defender Billy Oyadare, is seeking to suppress Neuneber's statements, saying that Neuneber was never given the opportunity to have an attorney present and that an investigator continued to question him after he invoked his right to remain silent. The construction of a giant $2 billion fertilizer plant remains on schedule in northwest Iowa, but the project is nearing its busiest phase when roughly 2,200 workers will be employed on the job. Construction of the new CF Industries plant is entering its second year, but it remains on track for completion in 2016. Nick DeRoos, who's overseeing the expansion project, says the construction work slowed over the winter because of the snow, wind, and freezing temperatures, but activity is picking up. Two dozen cranes are in use at the site this month. The biggest one can lift as much as 1,000 tons, 350 feet in the air. Well, the public comment period for the proposed change in a controversial rule dealing with the amount of topsoil developers are required to return to a construction site will end on Wednesday. The change would do away with requiring 4 inches or more of topsoil to be replaced. Instead, require topsoil to be replaced unless that was infeasible. The Iowa DNR held a public hearing on the issue on Friday, the last such meeting. The Iowa DNR said that was in Des Moines, rather, and Chip Clausen of Jerry's Homes spoke out in favor of the change.
One of the things I continually hear is that home builders and developers just don't care about the environment. We're not regulated, and we do whatever it takes just to make a buck. That's simply not true.
Clausen went on to describe the pages and pages of resolutions and steps that are required of builders and developers.
We are spending thousands of dollars on environmental control even before this 4-inch requirement comes into play. Contrary to what many of you would believe, we respread all the topsoil stockpiled for construction in our plats, and the only soil exported is from the basement excavation.
He says a 4-inch requirement that was instituted in 2013 has added thousands of dollars to the cost of building a home.
The cities know what we are doing. They know where we're putting our soils. And this absolute 4-inch, highly regulated measurement and the cost associated with the measurement does not make fiscal or regulatory sense.
A developer in the Des Moines area said it is an urban myth that developers take topsoil from build sites and resell it. Mark Watkins works for Mackinich and an earth-moving company.
Having a specification that was written by the federal government, enhanced and made more stringent by the state of Iowa, is very troublesome. Adding any dimension to the thickness of topsoil being replaced on land disturbed by construction activities causes multiple expenses to the cost of development of the land.
Watkins says his company stores topsoil and puts it back on construction sites unless there is a parking lot or large building covering the area and the topsoil is not needed.
Adding to the cost of construction by demanding precise measurement of topsoil thickness, which is, in fact, beyond the intent of the federal law, is a waste of financial resources for both the construction industry and the government agencies who have to enforce the rules. This money could be put to far better use in the communities instead of wasting it trying to regulate a certain depth of topsoil.
Carolyn Walker spoke on the other side of the issue, representing herself and the Sierra Club, and she expressed concerns about the impact of runoff with a certain amount of topsoil around homes.
Heavy rainfall won't be absorbed into the hard, compact clay soil. More and more cities and towns are having stormwater problems in Iowa.
And Susan Heathcote spoke on behalf of the Iowa Environmental Council.
I'm here to express the council's support for keeping in place the existing 4-inch topsoil preservation rule, which aids in the infiltration of stormwater runoff and reduces polluted runoff and the risk of flooding.
Heathcote says that it's better to have the cost of putting the topsoil back on the site paid now instead of later. The public hearing was the third and final one on the issue. A spokesman of the DNR said all the comments will be used in the Environment Protection Commission's decision on the change. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.